Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Friday, 22nd of March. Firstly, in Indonesia, the campaign team of President Joko Widodo and its running mate Ma'ruf Amin will reportedly shift its campaign strategy to door-to-door campaigns to inform the public of President's achievements.
Campaign Chief Erick Thohir said that he will intensify communication with religious and community leaders, the coalition parties, entrepreneurs, volunteers. Statement comes after the latest Compass pre-election survey showing that Widodo's big lead over Prabowo Subianto has narrowed weeks ahead of the April 17 elections. Widodo remained 11.8% ahead of Prabowo in Compass survey. However, the planned change in the campaign strategy of Widodo team shows the team is taking the poll results seriously. In Thailand, Thailand will be having its general elections on Sunday, March the 24th. It will be the country's first general elections in 8 years after the military intervention in 2014. People will be voting for members of parliament to fill the country's 500-member lower house. The panel set up by the military government will be appointing members of the 250-member Senate or the upper house. The election is largely a four-cornered fight between parties supportive of former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, led by the Pheu Thai Party, the Democrat Party, and the new parties including the Future Forward Party and the pro-military Palang Pracharat Party. A record number of people are expecting to vote on March the 24th. The Election Commission reported on March 17 that 87% of 2.6 million voters who registered for early voting cast their votes. Voter turnout in Thailand has steadily increased over the decades from about 60% in the 1990s to 75% in the last elections in 2011. The outcome of the election is uncertain. Analysts have opined that no party will have majority seats in the parliament and the Senate will have a decisive vote in electing the next prime minister. Myanmar civilian government and the 8 ethnic armed rebel groups that have not signed the nationwide ceasefire agreement issued a joint statement after the collective peace discussions yesterday. The delegates agreed to continue meeting frequently to work towards resolving their political differences and ending armed conflicts. The 8 ethnic rebel organizations will be separately meeting the military in Naypyidaw today. It is uncertain how the rebel groups meeting with the military will go, particularly that of Arakan Army and the Taang National Liberation Army. The Arakan Army is currently at war with the military in the Rakhine State, and the TNLA has threatened to join the Arakan Army. The future of the peace process is also uncertain due to ongoing hostilities. The rebels reportedly want no less than a federal Myanmar and the rewrite of the military scripted constitution. However, the military and the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party are opposed to changing the constitution. Clients are advised to avoid the Rakhine and its neighboring states as fighting between the military and the ethnic rebels intensifies. Philippines, two former high-ranking Philippine government officials have filed a case against Chinese President Xi Jinping in the International Criminal Court. Former Foreign Secretary Albert De Rosario and former Ombudsman Cochinta Carpio Morales have accused China of atrocious actions in the South China Sea and within Philippine territory. On March the 13th, 4 days before the Philippines' withdrawal from the ICC on March the 17th, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said both China and the Philippines are beyond the jurisdiction of the ICC. He said the filing of the case will not affect the Philippines' diplomatic relations with China. Duterte is set to visit China for the fourth time in April this year. The ICC case is not likely to affect China's actions in the South China Sea. China disregards the ICC and is not a signatory to the Rome Statute, which sets the legal framework for the ICC. In New Zealand, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has announced an immediate ban on assault rifles and semi-automatic firearms yesterday as part of sweeping changes to the nation's gun laws. The new law was announced after the shootings in two mosques in Christchurch that left 50 people dead and dozens injured on March the 15th. Ardern said another tranche of reforms will cover the firearm registry and licensing. The amendments to New Zealand's gun laws reportedly enjoy popular support. It is hoped that the new laws will prevent another gun violence incident in the country. In China, 6 people were killed and more than 30 others were injured after a huge explosion hit a chemical plant in Yangcheng City in eastern China yesterday. Authorities are investigating the cause of the accident. The incident is the latest in a string of industrial accidents in China, where safety regulations are often poorly enforced. Authorities are expected to revisit the enforcement of industrial safety laws. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.